Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second. The right fielder, Bobby Tolan. Batting third. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Darryl Chaney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Merritt. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jim Merritt. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The right fielder, Rod Gasper. Batting third. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Gentry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Gentry. And now, play ball. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Grote interferes with Rose, who is awarded first base. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball towards right. Gasper catches it and throws to second to double up Rose. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney strikes out. There goes Helms. The throw from Groh to Harrelson, and Helms is out. Two outs. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-0 in the game. Rose takes first base on ball 4. Merritt moves to second. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolan hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Gasper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-1 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Agee moves to second. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Bench and he is out, Perez applying the tag. One out. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 0-for-1 in the game. Gasper strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Helms hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0-for-1 in the game. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chaney for the out. Two outs. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Merritt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Charles reaches second base with a double. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda hits a fly ball into center field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Charles moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0 for 2 in the game. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops it up and throws to first, with Gentry covering, for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentry bunts in front of the plate. Bench fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Agee is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 0 for 2 in the game. Gasper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gentry, and towards Harrelson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 2 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell strikes out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Charles hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. Swoboda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds won, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Helms hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0-for-2 in the game. Chaney takes first base on ball 4. Helms moves to second. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Helms. The throw from Grote and they have the runner in a rundown. Harrelson applies the tag, and Helms is out. One out. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Merritt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops it up and throws to first, with Gentry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis pinch hits for Gary Gentry. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Harrelson moves to second. Clay Carroll now pitching. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Tommy Agee. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 0-for-3 in the game. Gasper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Cal Kuntz now pitching. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. Cleon Jones now playing left field. Ron Swoboden now playing right field. Rod Gasper Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-3 in the game. Tolan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuntz fields it and throws to first for the out. Tolan moves to second. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tolan scores. It's 2-0, Reds. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. May moves to second. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-3 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bench is attempting to get to third. There's the throw and Bench is out. May scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Reds. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 3 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Carroll covering, for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Charles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 3, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.